Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
World, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way, on Parler at The Captain's America, on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have. All righty, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
All right, now, I want to play just a short piece, it's not very long, of Joe Biden and his little speech yesterday about what he's going to do supposedly with guns. And I'm going to go after this in a different direction than what we talked about earlier. So here we go. You're going to get this going.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. There are phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute.
Now, no amendment for the Constitution is absolute. Are you kidding me?
Well, look, they've been saying that for quite some time. And that includes, you know, when it comes to cases like free speech, you know, and he even mentioned that by saying, we know that you can't yell fire in a theater. So this is, I mean, I've said it for a very long time. If we put as much energy and effort and resources into the First Amendment as we do in the Second Amendment, we would be in a very different place now. The Democrats, they virtually don't care about standing on our side, and I would say a lot of judges don't either, about helping us to protect our freedoms in our liberties. So this is a very dangerous place to be. And, you know, don't think that this kind of stuff is going to stop. It's not going to stop. The First Amendment violation is all over H.R. 1, all over it. And, you know, they're just chewing up, you know, our rights, our freedoms piece by piece. It's almost like sentence by sentence. And, you know, every single one of the Democrats that voted for H.R. 1, for instance, in the House, virtually should be taken to court. Every one of them should be recalled or, you know, censured or whatever. But they don't mind hurting us. That's their intention.
Well, the bit about the Constitution we've heard before, because it was said in the fire in the crowded theater, was said by Barack Obama at one time. And the phrase about yelling that fire in a crowded theater is often used by people trying to curb speech without really understanding the context in which it's used. Now, it was in a non-binding dicta in a legal case that was then later overturned, keyword, overturned, so it was never a binding thought on anything. So when people use it, it reveals that they're not even aware of that law.
Well, it's very true. And, you know, we've had to live with the stuff like separation of church and state.
Yep.
Because it's no such thing.
Nope.
It's another coined canned phrase of the left that has never fully been challenged by conservatives or courts or any of the other things. If for nothing else, let's go back to the poor mm-hmm. baker out there you know, that's been to court I don't know how many times. So. We have troubles here, and if we're upset about what Biden said yesterday, it's kind of our own fault because we haven't fought back hard enough.
I want to address a huge lie about gun shows because I heard him say it again, and it's just not true. There are no gun checks done at gun shows. Really? What a lying sack of you-know-what. I go to gun shows. I'm a national spokesman for a group of gun shows. I go there. I make personal appearances. And guess what they do, ladies and gentlemen? Even if you're a private seller and you go in there with a gun strapped on your back and it says for sale, or a pistol and it says for sale, you have to have a background check to buy it while you're inside the damn gun show. Now, there is a loophole, but it's enforced. It's not the loophole is over-enforced at some of these gun shows, especially when I go to, you can't sell privately in the parking lot. In some states and other areas, you can, but not at the ones I go to. End of story.
Okay.
So that's the fact. And, I mean, yeah, that's it. And for him to say that is a blatant, outright lie. And
he doesn't have a clue he's saying.
No.
Okay? So whoever, and I would, and you know, after he spoke, the Attorney General, Merrick Garland, got up there and spoke, and he doesn't get it either.
Nope.
So, that's where we are.
All right, well, when we come back, folks, we got to talk about Denise's favorite place, Georgia, and her favorite person, Stacey Abrams, who's in the news for all the wrong reasons again. I'll tell you what, she has gotten herself caught with her hand, her neck, her left hand, right hand, both feet in a cookie jar. And boy, they are going to sock it to her. She's costing Georgia jobs and money. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our good friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine that comes standard. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like quilted leather seats and a front seat massager, both sides, and I'll tell you what, that feels fantastic when you crank that on. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. So, Moss Acura, remember, will come with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they'll honor those who have served our country, as well as active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors with the You Serve, You Save program. So, check them out, North Florida Avenue, right there next to Nissan, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, side by side, right there on North Florida Avenue. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, the website. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a boatload of money. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and welcome back, and hello, hello.
Hello.
Now, Georgia Stacey Abrams. And you are right when you said it's a wonder that nobody sued her yet. Well, I think that's coming. I'm not going to reveal what I know, but I was told yesterday that there is a very large national gun association that looks like they're going to sue. I'm sorry, not gun association. I'm saying that wrong. A national sports association that's going to sue her, and it represents the fans. There's some group that's out there, and people that follow the different sports know what I'm talking about. But anyway, she actually pushed Major League Baseball by going to New York City to move the All-Star Baseball game in Atlanta and the Major League Baseball draft out of Georgia. But she did one other thing that nobody even said a word about until yesterday on a local program on the radio in Atlanta, where she had asked Major League Baseball to boycott her state over the voting law by telling the Atlanta Braves to play their home game somewhere else.
She wasn't alone in this. Because I think it was also LeBron James that was with her that put pressure on Major League Baseball as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she got caught, and now she's like, oh, gee, you know, I didn't mean to go this far, and I'm really disappointed that they're moving it. It was fully intentional, but so she wasn't alone, and also we need to add in there Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
So now it isn't just about sports fans, because there's been over, I think, 20,000. I heard the number as high as 25,000 hotel rooms have been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, I would not only be challenging legally Stacey Abrams and LeBron James and Al Sharpton in court, but I would do the same to Major League Baseball. Because
mm-hmm.
let's not forget, they have a very large operation and contract in China, too.
Yes, they do. A big one. They just re-upped it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So where's their allegiance? It's certainly not to, you know, the fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's to, you know, reputation,
mm-hmm.
So they don't get, you know, doxxed and protested against and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's to money. So here we are.
Now, amidst the high unemployment and the unprecedented surge of illegal immigrants, by the way, we understand that there was the highest in 10 years so far last month, people coming across the border and getting caught. The GOP is wanting an extension of the foreign worker visa ban. But on top of that comes the news out of New York and Governor Cuomo saying, well, you know, we ought to help the illegals out a little bit, and we'd like to give them a $15,000 check.
The extension of the foreign workers really has to do with, you know, helping out the agricultural industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they continue to need all the help that they get, even though they got some, a fairly sizable payout, if you will, a subsidy from the U.S. government because of the trade agreement that during the Trump administration signed with China.
Mm-hmm.
So that industry needs to be fully protected, and it's a sad commentary, but it is what it is. Now, somebody needs to, I mean, it's kind of like H.R. 1 in the Equality Act and, you know, several other things that the Democrats are doing. Somebody needs to put some kind of an injunction on this declaration by Cuomo in New York about paying the $15,600 to illegals.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you lost your job during the pandemic and you're illegal, we're going to give you $15,600. What about everybody else? I would also ask what the economic consequences are for the residents of the state of New York that are saying, you know, you're going to spend these trillions doing that, whatever that may be. We're out of here. They're going to raise taxes. We're out of here.
Sure.
So what is New York, even if is there ever going to be any kind of recovery for New York? I'm not so sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can recover from Cuomo at all.
Well, I don't think any of us can. By the way, there was a story that surfaced on the New York Post yesterday about the Biden family and their income tax return. Did you see that?
I did not. I was reading about all things laptop, but I did not.
Did you hear about it?
I did not.
All right. 2013, 2014, 2015, and as recent as 2019, the Biden family's income was $13 million. That was their income. They turned around and put all that income into two S corporations where they...
I heard that about a month ago. I thought this was something that was different.
Go ahead. Yeah, this was a reporter.
So they wouldn't have to pay taxes.
Right. Yeah, right. He finally wrote about it, and everybody's up in arms about that, going, my God! So, what's your thought on that one?
Well,
it was legal, yeah, I know that much.
It's legal, but this is so they wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. And here's a cat that is, you know, going after redoing the tax code once again in, you know, a very sweeping change that we haven't seen in 20-some-odd years. So, the hypocrisy and the denial, it's part of the DNA that we're seeing out of this Biden administration. And for nothing else, all you have to do, if you can stomach it, is just watch 30 minutes of a White House press briefing with Jen Psaki.
Oh, gosh.
She's not going to answer the questions.
Nope.
She steps right over what should necessarily be the answer, even if you confront her, as she has been confronted.
Mm-hmm.
They just step right over it. The Biden administration sent a diplomatic envoy down to El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
To speak with their president, and their president said, no, I'm not meeting with you guys because of what you are saying, not only about my country, but about me.
Mm-hmm.
Forget about it. And so I would say that the diplomatic thing didn't work out too well. They didn't plan that one out. But here's the other thing. It was last month that the president of El Salvador happened to be in the United States and wanted to meet with President Biden, and Biden refused him.
Correct.
Refused him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a world leader that's here. So if you think that, you know, all things are working out with Kamala being assigned on the high level, as Jen Psaki says,
mm-hmm.
diplomatic work to determine the problem with the Northern Triangle countries, that's not working.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lie.
Well, that's true. And again, you know, again, folks, the illegal border encounters were the highest in decade under Biden. So far, Democrats, of course, are still all blaming Donald Trump for this. And, of course, after the sky-high border numbers released, here's what Biden said. The truth of the matter is nothing has changed.
Yeah, well.
Only in his world.
They're really neat. Somebody in the media, and I think they're getting a little annoyed with some of it, but somebody needs to ask Jen Psaki that, you know, Biden just had a meeting with all of his cabinet people. What is this cost so far?
All righty. We will talk to you on the weekend show. Have yourself a great day, and don't work too hard on the mountaintop. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out the great articles that she writes, and then you'll know what's going on when she writes about them. In the meantime, I'll be right back with a military and veterans news report.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in Bryan, Texas say one person is dead, four others are wounded in a shooting at a cabinet business. Bryan Police Lieutenant Jason James tells KBTX the suspect had left the business by the time officers arrived.
Not here at this site. Law enforcement showed up. It was already over with.
Former NFL defensive back Philip Adams shot and killed a doctor, his wife, two of their grandchildren, and an air conditioning serviceman at his home in York County, South Carolina. Another serviceman was critically injured and is in the hospital. Adams later shot himself and committed suicide at his home. President Biden has now signed a series of executive actions designed to curb gun violence in the country. He said, "We're an international embarrassment."
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves. But you can find more about them online by going to the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the great city of Boston, Massachusetts, up there where they got all that chowder and all those clams and all that seafood. Oh, boy, oh, boy, I'm getting hungry already. Now, and by the way, Boston chowder is great. So You've got them, and then you've got down here in Clearwater, Florida, right across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. And you can give them a call, which is what I suggest everybody does. Call them at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Now, when you call that number, tell them you want to take the tour at either one of their facilities. It could be the one in Concord, Mass., or it could be the one down here in Clearwater, Florida. But you want to take the tour, and here's why. Becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a career change that will give you a lifetime job. Lifetime job. You'll never have to want from being able to find a job anywhere in the world because your certification takes you anywhere in the world. So, that doesn't happen with a lot of different jobs. So check them out online, NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. All right. Well, we start out with the U.S. Air Force's newest F-15 EX variant, which will now be called the Eagle II. The Air Force announced that this week. So there you go. And American expertise may soon be facing Chinese cyber attacks in the battle to protect India's vulnerable infrastructure. As right now, India is getting a number of cyber attacks from the Chinese just about every day, just about every hour. We'll see how that all works out. Now, one active duty member stationed at the Pentagon was so determined to get his COVID-19 vaccination that he took leave and drove hundreds of miles to his home state in the South, spending about $800 on two trips to get both of the shots. Sounds like he got the Moderna vaccine. So troops and families are now reporting mixed results in trying to obtain the COVID vaccine. It's going to get better, guys and gals on the bases. It's going to get better. The vaccine's coming to you sooner than you think. Now, the military's efforts to train up its units and tune up its equipment 2 decades into the global war on terror is beginning to falter, according to the Government Accountability Office report that was released this week. Certainly, the readiness goals are starting to slip, and it's time for them to tighten up. Now, violence by Islamic extremists is starting to increase where, you ask? In Africa. It reached a record high last year, and so far this year, the Islamic State is using those attacks to project an image of strength around the world. Now, just because you're strong in Nigeria or Yemen or wherever in Africa doesn't mean you're strong around the world. But certainly, ISIS is doing their very best to create that illusion. By the way, the First Lady, Jill Biden, laid out the next steps of her military families initiative that she started with the Obama administration, previewing a major focus of her work in the White House over the next 2 years. The press got a chance to see that this week. And anybody that works to try to help the veterans, regardless of what their political party affiliation is, that's a good thing. By the way, the U.S. military has shuttered an office at the Narita International Airport that helped our troops, our Defense Department civilians, and their families with lost luggage and transport to bases and lodging to other travelers' dilemmas that was outside Tokyo in Japan. And the transit of the guided missile destroyer USS John S. McCain, remember that one? Through the Taiwan Strait drew some swift condemnation from the Chinese this week. They did not like it, and they were telling us again, don't do it. But that's international waters where we were, by the way. and the USS Theodore Roosevelt Carrier Strike Group completed exercises this week in the South China Sea with Malaysia's Air Force. Was noticed by China. Also, there was a disruptive attack by the Taliban who targeted the Kandahar airfield in Afghanistan with rockets. And they did so 2 days ago. And though no casualties were reported, the attack is shattering the fragile peace discussions going on in the country. And I, for one, don't see the U.S. pulling out May the 1st, as was previously thought. I don't care what anybody else says. I just don't see it happening. And I don't see the Taliban lightening up anytime soon on what they're doing. Now, somewhere, somehow, somebody has to go after the Taliban. Hopefully it would be the Afghanistanis, not us. But it looks like they're leaving everything back, dumping everything back in our lap. Well, President Joe Biden's early months in office suggests a change in course regarding to whom the U.S. decides to sell weapons to, according to a new report from the Center for International Policy. And that's pretty obvious from what we've seen so far. And the United States appears likely to rejoin the 34-nation Open Skies Treaty over its concerns about Russian noncompliance. And the Biden administration is currently telling international partners in a recent diplomatic memo that doing so would send the wrong message to Russia. So we don't know what they're going to do, and they don't know what they're going to do. This is like the gang that can't shoot straight all the time. By the way, the Pentagon did say it will keep in place the Trump-era policy allowing the use of certain anti-personnel landmines that were restricted under former President Obama while it conducts a review. And this is just a necessary evil. By the way, in confidential interrogation reports, Iraqi detainee number MO60106-01 is depicted as a model prisoner, cooperative with his American captors, and unusually chatty. And at times, he seemed to get out of his way to be helpful, especially when he offered a chance to inform on rivals within his organization, then known as the Islamic State of Iraq. Well, now this particular prisoner, identified only by his number, is the head of ISIS. The head of ISIS. Somewhere along the Iraqi-Syrian border, we think. But we don't really know. And again, that's all part of the problem. ISIS is still in that area, even though we bombed them. We've done everything but send in the military to go in there and rout them out of the caves they're in and all that stuff, but they're still there. They're still there. All right, coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. See you when we get back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, little buddy. That's my little buddy, Brooke, from Brooke Talks America. Catch her on the weekends, Saturday night, 7 p.m., on my flagship channel, and she's on my program every other Tuesday. Now, this part of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you this morning by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, I've been taking Relief Factor for going on almost 6 years so far. And somebody said to me the other day, they said, how come Relief Factor is so successful and why is it helping you out so much? Well, I'll tell you what. It's because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And those four ingredients help the body's natural response to combating inflammation. It'll go right straight to the source of the pain and lower or eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free. I love that part of it. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Now, I told you I had to walk quite a ways the other day when I was in Hyde Village in Tampa. And my ankle started to swell up, and it went up my leg, and that all started to hurt again, and I started to limp because of my knee, and it was just like a chain reaction thing. And once I got back to where I could, and I didn't take a packet of Relief Factor with me, and I should have, and once I got back to where I could take the Relief Factor, in 20 minutes, the swelling was gone, the pain was gone, and I was home free again. So, try it. It's $19.95, the three-week quick start, $19.95. It works for me, it'll work for you, and it's worked for tens of thousands of other people. You can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain,
relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hi. Good morning.
Now, you had a question about the gun shows in respect to you thought they were doing background or the background check situation. Is that right?
Every gun show I've ever been to always did background checks. I keep looking at this, and I say to myself, is this a whole lot of nothing, pretty much, this bill? Is it really not going to really do much at all, just there to kind of just to say that you're doing something? I'm trying to... I haven't really gotten into it, you know, but I'm trying to think of, you know, gun shows, and I'm saying to myself, they always do background checks, don't they?
You are right, and here's the reason. It is the law. You can't, and by the way, there are people wandering around the gun shows that might be, oh, I don't know, ATF people, or they might be a county code enforcer, or they might be a law enforcement officer, and they're making sure the law is followed. You never know who they are because they don't identify themselves and they don't look like they're law enforcement. But they are. And here's the deal. If you buy a gun at a gun show, I don't care who you are, you have to have a background check. That's what happens. But here's the deal.
Online, you got those websites right. Like Gun Trader and all that
right.
Stuff. Is this more or less about kit guns? I didn't even know that was a thing. It's like people who make their own. Seems like it was the big thing, and I didn't even really know anything about that.
Well, the big thing is they're trying to take guns away from people that are law-abiding citizens by using excuses that the criminals use to a certain degree. But there's not that many people, for example, using assault rifles to go out and shoot people. As a matter of fact, the percentage is way, way, way down. The big killer of people is a handgun, a pistol.
Yeah, well, of course, and they're easier to conceal, and in most states it's much more difficult to go about acquiring one, and most certainly carrying one. What's fascinating? Well, assault rifles again. I don't know exactly what that means. You're going to make.
They consider
assault rifle look like a musket. I mean, it's just the way it's basically the design of the gun. That's
you can take
it's
you
not,
can take a .22 caliber rifle and make it look like it's the biggest, baddest weapon you ever saw in the world, but it's still a .22 caliber rifle. Okay, that's not an assault rifle. Yeah, and by the way, there is no such thing as an assault weapon or assault rifle. In the military, there might be, but it comes with a nomenclature with a big M in front of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's what it is.
Yeah. I got to look into it to a further degree. I think there'll probably be some pushback. I think he's trying to make news to some degree and being told what to do. But I had the same thoughts you had, Matt.
There is huge pushback right now, huge pushback. And he has no idea the can of worms he just opened. It's just not going to happen. But let me talk right now about your state up there in New York. What the hell is Cuomo trying to do right now where he says, well, you know, the illegals haven't gotten anything up until now, and I want to give them, because they got problems too, I want to give them $15,600 checks to help them out. What's that all about? And who's paying for that?
Well, taxpayers are paying for that, but let's be honest, Matt, he doesn't have any power anymore. Because of all of these scandals that have taken place, the legislature's taken over. He was always a bit of a had some pushback when it came to the very, very far left New York State legislature. I mean, he even said that, this was a little over about a year and a half ago. He said, saying tax the rich. We can't tax the rich anymore in New York because they'll leave. He understood that. But now, because of what's going on, the legislature, they own him. He is doing whatever they say at this point in time because of all of that. So there's no pushback. So he's signing off on any far left left-wing idea that's going out there just to hold on to his job.
Well, the big reason we're hearing all about guns right now is because they're trying to get the conversation changed from anything but the border. And the reason is because yesterday we found out the illegal border encounters are the highest in over a decade since Joe Biden took office. And all the Democrats are trying to blame Donald Trump, which is ludicrous because he's not even around right now.
Let's be honest, Matt. Okay, there's not going to be. How do you control a border if you're giving away $15,000 if you just come here? I mean,
that's part of it.
I was actually doing a television show yesterday, and they pointed out and said, "You know what? The median income in Mexico is $16,000. That's the median income. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can come here to the United States, and you can get $15,000 if you come to the state of New York. I mean, and you think you're going to control the border?" That's like saying, you know what, you're not supposed to jump on the field at a baseball game, but all of a sudden they fly a helicopter over the field and drop millions upon millions of dollars in cash. People are going to jump over the fence and they're going to go try to get the money. It's just what it is going to happen. So, you know, trying to control the border at this point in time is pretty much moot. I mean, they're going to have a larger influx coming in.
Well, what they need to do is what DHS Secretary Mayorkas suggested, but I don't believe him. I think he just said it. As a ploy, he said, well, you know, we're considering finishing the border wall. If they did that, that would help, definitely. But it wouldn't be the total problem.
It might help a little bit. I'm just, you know, kind of like, you know, you're taking a cup of and trying to take water out of a swimming pool. They're going to get over the fence. They're going to get under the fence if you're giving away cash. And if there's jobs available here, and there's plenty of jobs available here in the United States, the extended unemployment and handouts and giveaways making it very difficult for business owners in certain areas of the country to hire people. I've got clients all over the country and they can't find workers right now. It's very, very difficult. So, but, you know, again, you get that, you know, mix. You get people that, again, they want to work. They will work. They'll do these jobs. Plus, you're going to give them free money. It's going to be you got to have one hell of a wall to keep them out, that's for sure.
Well, if you were making $400 or $500 a week working and paying income taxes and having your standard deductions taken out, and suddenly now you get a chance to make $600 a week, let's say, and not have any taxes taken out until further down the line, I guess what would you do if you were just sitting there and lazy?
I'm not lazy.
Right.
I'd get a job paying me cash and probably that's what I would probably do. That's probably what a lot of certain people are doing is, you know, I'll pay me cash and I'll do the job and, you know, continue to get benefits. I get that. But, you know, again, you can't be both. You cannot be a country that gives away free money to people that come here as far as welfare and also be able to get a job. You're not going to be able to keep them out. People are going to come from all of these godforsaken places around the globe. We never developed these places properly. Again, we should have if we were going to do offshore some businesses and do some supply chain movement offshore, we should have done it to Central America, not China.
Yep.
And we wouldn't be in this situation right now.
And let's wrap up with this. The jobless claims rose unexpectedly to 744,000 as the virus is still forcing layoffs. No surprise to me.
Certain businesses, they're gonna. There's a disconnect in regards to how they're gonna come back. Retail, certain hospitality companies. Again, unless they get their ducks in a row when it comes to the cruises, Carnival Cruises actually threatened to move all their ships out of the United States for good.
Sure. Why wouldn't you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you. Let's see. Monday. So have a great weekend.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget to catch this program on over 250 stations over the weekend. Many of these stations right here. I'll be back after the top of the hour news. Frank Slavolo coming up.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
the old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.